Today, we're talking vacations. Fun trips all around the world, actually, as we head to All Aboard Travel in downtown Hillsdale. And Betty joins us on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, and how are you this morning?
Wonderful. Looking, of course, now almost everybody's off on summer vacation now. The last of the schools would be today, but everybody kind of planning ahead for what's going on this summer. But also, you guys are really working with folks on a lot of other great trips, not here just necessarily in the next couple of months, but in the next few months, not just necessarily close to home, but one, including that great Calgary trip, right?
I am. I'm so excited. In fact, tonight we have our final meeting. We hand out our documents. We're leaving on July 4 and going to the first opening day of the Calgary Stampede, which I've never been, and that's one of the biggest rodeos in Canada and I think around the world. So I'm very excited about that. We'll be gone for 8 days. And we're going up into Banff and stay at that beautiful Fairmont Hotel up there that's the castle in the mountains. So I'm very excited about this trip coming up.
All right. So you got a good group going up there with you. And what's so nice about it is that now, obviously, when you take the trip and you have all those people with you, you'll be able to come back and have firsthand knowledge to either tweak the trip a little bit maybe for next time you guys might go, or advise people on what's good, what's bad about going on the trip, right?
Correct, correct. We have a group of 21 going, so that's a pretty good-sized group going up mm-hmm. this year.
Now, do you have your cowboy boots and your chaps?
Well, no, but I did buy a new denim jacket. I figured it wasn't worth it for me to buy cowboy boots because that may be the only day I'd ever wear them.
There you go. Do you? I guess maybe I'm assuming you've probably checked out. What is the weather like in Calgary this time of year?
Well, you know, it's cooler than we would think. It averages around 60, but okay. It can get warmer. You know, it's just like here. It can get warmer, it can get cooler, but the average temperature in July is between 60 and 70. So I'm, as I tell people always on my tours, dress like an onion, put layers on that you can take off.
There you go.
It's easier to take them off than put them on if you don't have them.
There you go. Well, and that actually, if it's a hot, steamy, summer here, that would be kind of pleasantly cool up there, so.
Right. And then bring rain jackets. Okay. Always. Those are my two advice to people wherever they go.
All right. So dress like an onion and then bring a rain jacket. Okay. Might have markers right down on the list. Well, what are some of the other trips that you were talking about today?
Well, there's the Hawaii trip coming up, and that is with Karen Pierce at the Burnside Senior Center. And that's going to happen October 23rd of this year. And I went on this tour last year, and it is a wonderful, wonderful way to go to Hawaii. They were also including a two-night pre-package, and they'd be staying at Waikiki Beach. And we did the same thing last year, and that is a wonderful way to start your trip because you're exhausted from the flights, and you want to get rested up. And then it gives you 2 days. The hotel is just across the street from the beach. So you can go swimming or you can do as many tours as you want, but you have 2 days there to see Honolulu and get rested up for your cruise. Now, the cruise is awesome. It's a great way to see Hawaii because you go and unpack once and you get to see four islands. Two of them you get to spend a night there. And there's so much to see and do. The cruise, of course, is wonderful because it's beautiful weather. It's going to be in the 80s. You can depend on that.
Okay.
So I would say if you're going to go to Hawaii at all, this would be the way I would do it. I went, and we absolutely loved it because there's so much going on the ship. You know, the daytime, you're touring. In the evening, you get on the ship, there's lots of things to do. We had a balcony room, which was wonderful because you could just sit outside because it's, always nice there.
Yeah.
This tour includes your air transfers and your gratuities on the ship. And the price starts at $34.59. We have a few places still left, and we'd love to have fill up the tour. So if anybody's thinking maybe they want to do Hawaii, this would be a good time and a good place to do it. And you're doing it with people, you know, from your area.
There you go. We'll get a hold of Karen at the Burnside Center, 279-6565, or all aboard, 800-968-8747. You mentioned the cruise. You know, obviously, the inside cabins usually come with a cheaper price tag. What's your recommendation for folks inside, outside, the balcony? What would you recommend?
Well, I would recommend a balcony. I mean, usually you go to Hawaii maybe once, or at least there's only one first time. And it's very nice being there where you can have your door open, you can sit out there and just, you know, relax. We'd sat on ours sometimes just in the ports because, you know, you have like 2 hours. You have to be on the ship 2 hours before you depart, so it's nice to be able to sit there. If money is an option, you know, isn't an option, that you need to save the money on the tour and you want to use the inside cabin, that's fine. There are plenty of places on the ship that you can go and sit. And actually, my husband, I think, spent more time out there, outside, than he did sometimes with me, because he's a smoker, I'm just sad to say, but he met more people on the ship than I did, because... So there are lots of open areas, but there's only one smoking area, so that's not an issue. There's no smoking in any place. There is one place on the very top deck. So for non-smokers, it's wonderful because you don't have to be around any smokers either.
All right.
They've really done a nice job of separating that.
Okay. Well, that's Hawaii. What else are we talking about here then?
Well, I just wanted to mention real quick that when they go on the Hawaii, some things they might want to think about doing that we did that was great is the Waimea Canyon tour, snorkeling, the Malakini snorkeling. And this is set up by the Senior Citizen Center, but, you know, you wouldn't necessarily have to be a senior citizen to do it because there are all kinds of activities that you can do there, like the snorkeling, there's zip lining. There's helicopter tours, and if you go there, I would highly recommend in Kauai you do the helicopter tour or do that director's cut trip, which takes you. They've made lots and lots of movies in Hawaii, and so that tour takes you all around and shows you where the various movies were made. We also want to see a luau. We did a luau. That was fun. Volcanoes National Park is awesome, and the Road to Hana. You might want to check that out. That's a very exciting tour, I guess.
Okay.
So then after that, that one's taking place again. That's in October 23rd of this year. Then moving on in November 8th, we have a trip to Chicago, the Shop Till You Drop. Of course, if you're not a shopper and you want to spend the day going to Navy Pier and the aquarium and wherever else you want to go, you can do that because it's totally an open itinerary. We'll be leaving early in the morning and spending the night at the Spring Hill Suites. And this tour includes your motor coach, your overnight at the Spring Hill, breakfast and baggage handling. And the prices are quads, $155, a triple, $175 per person, and double is $205. So that's a one-day trip. If you can't get out and do like Hawaii, maybe you'd want to do that. Then in the fall, I mean next summer, I'm sorry, next year, she's going to be doing some Alaska tours. And there's a land portion. You can sign up to do land, or you can do a cruise tour with the land and a cruise. And that would be an, you know, wonderful way to do if you can do both. Unfortunately, the first time we went, we couldn't afford to do both, mm-hmm. So we had to choose. So we chose the land package, and we did that. And then 2 years ago, we were able to go and do the cruise and then go back to Denali. But Alaska is one of those places that I could probably go every year. It's absolutely, my favorite word for Alaska is majestic, because it's so crisp and clear and unspoiled and just beautiful. You get a chance to go there, definitely I thought it was worth it to go out on the, take the helicopter and go land on the glacier, a walk on the glacier, definitely take a helicopter, not a helicopter, but a plane, and go around Denali's summit. This also, they're going down into Homer. We did that when we did our land, and it's just a wonderful, of course, we have Homer right here, so it's easy to remember, but it's on the Kenai Split, and that's where big fishing is popular there. You could just see huge, huge row after row of fish that they'd brought in, the halibut, and go to a salmon bake. It's an awesome experience to do Alaska.
Yeah. Well, and of course, Christina's done so many trips there that she knows kinds of the ins and outs and the special spots and the special things to do, which becomes so helpful when putting together a trip like that.
Absolutely. She's done it many, many times, and this Norwegian trip she's taking is the Norwegian cruise, as is the Hawaii trip. They're both with Norwegian Cruise Line. And I highly recommend them. They were very good when we did the Hawaii last year.
All right. 800-968-8747. That's the number to call for all of our travel in downtown Hillsdale. Find out more information about that trip to Hawaii. Find out about Calgary, the other trips that are being put on as well. Sounds like it's a busy time of year at all of our travel.
It is. It is very busy. We love being busy. That's the whole point.
and making memories for folks, because I don't think there's nothing like travel to be able to do that.
Right, and you can relive it for years.
Mm-hmm.
You
know? Yeah, remember when we went blank, you know, and
right,
filling that.
Right.
And, yeah, and everybody has a happy memory. Hopefully they have happy memories about each one of the trips. But it sounds like you've laid out some great trips for folks. And again, even right now for graduations and that kind of thing, with weddings coming up, folks could stop in and get gift certificates for travel, find out about luggage, and a whole lot more at All Aboard Travel in downtown Hillsdale. Hey, Betty, thanks for checking in this morning, and enjoy the trips that you're going on. Anything in the near term for you to sneak away at?
Well, I'm doing the Calgary, and then I'm pretty sure I'm going to sign up tomorrow to go to India and Portugal.
Okay. you roll the dice.
Well, one of them is going to be a working trip, and the other one is going to be a vacation.
Okay. So, all right.
So, yeah, I kind of tend to go out and scout around and see what's up, and then we decide sometimes whether we want to go there later or not. Like last year, I went to Turkey, and there's a group going to Turkey next month. And so that'll be my plan.
Can you fit me in your suitcase?
You and the other 12 people who want to do that.
Wonderful stuff. Hey, Betty, thanks, and we'll talk soon, all right?
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Betty Sparr from All Aboard Travel in downtown Hillsdale with us this morning on our travel show. Again, brought to you by All Aboard Travel, the travel experts. 800-968-8747. That's the number to call.